Trust in science is declining, but in today's changing media landscape, how can scientists rebuild credibility with the public? Here to share some ideas is Dr. Glenn Nowak, professor and co-director of the Center for Health and Risk Communication at UGA's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication, along with WUGA's own science and research correspondent from UGA's College of Public Health, Lauren Baggett. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So, Lauren, you want to go ahead and kick us off on how misinformation has been troubling in a lot of ways for scientists.
Right. So, some have said that trust in science has been undermined by the spread of misinformation and sometimes disinformation related to COVID-19 and before this a number of other topics. Would you say that that's a fair statement?
There's been surveys that have suggested that people trust scientists, but they don't trust the recommendations, right? And so I think one of the challenges has always been with science, and I think scientists have probably not been quick to recognize that, is that the major thing that happens when you do scientific research is at the end of your paper, where you talk about, and now what should be done as a result of my findings. And I think that's where scientists get themselves into public policy debates and the world of competing values, competing ideologies, because some people would look at your findings and say your findings are perfect. I accept your findings. I don't accept your recommendations. I don't trust the reasons behind or your motives behind those recommendations. And I think that's been one of the biggest challenges when it comes to trust is people are uncertain about why should I cede authority to scientists on some of these issues that cut across social values and have economic impact.
And that's been a shift for people, right? In the last couple of decades, there used to be much more trust in scientists and doctors and these figures of authority. What might be behind some of that shifting trust?
Well, I think one of the reasons behind the shifting trust is scientists who are working on big issues like climate change, vaccines, they need public policy recommendations that are quite big. And as a result, they're now intersecting with politicians and elected officials in ways that they probably have never done before. And once you get into that political realm, you now have competing political ideologies and priorities. I think another factor is that there isn't necessarily as much consensus as we imagined among scientists and experts. And so that can create problems because people will say, why is there misinformation? Well, some of that misinformation is out there because experts have different views. And I think a third reason, as we have seen with COVID-19, is the science changes and it can change rapidly. So what you know today and you're using as the basis for your recommendations can change next week and as a result make you change your recommendation. And people find that quite confusing.
So then how can scientists learn to communicate better?
Well, I think one is first of all recognizing that even if you have really sound findings, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to succeed in the realm of public opinion or with political leaders. So you have to continue to figure out how do we work better with elected officials and with the public. I think there's been some efforts also underway to try to get people to understand that science is dynamic, to get comfortable with the fact that science changes, and that's a good thing.
You've mentioned politicians, other policymakers being part of a conversation along with scientists, but then with the advent of social media, you now have citizens, just social media users who can add to a conversation. So how do listeners become more critical of the information that they may see on these platforms when they're trying to make a decision or make a judgment call about an important issue related to their health?
That's going to be an ongoing challenge, I think, going forward. We did a survey in 2020, and we just submitted a manuscript. And one of the things that we found, which was kind of surprising, was that people who said they took a balanced approach to seeking information on COVID actually were the least certain about what they should do. People who basically said, no, I'm focusing primarily on liberal media or I'm focusing primarily on conservative media, they were much more definitive in their beliefs. And so I think one of the things that we thought, at least I thought, was that if you took a balanced approach, you might end up with a better knowledge base. And I think what that suggests is that may not be the case. I think in a lot of instances, if it affects your health, it's going to be having conversations with your healthcare provider. Now, I say that with the caveat that that's a lot of pressure on healthcare professionals because they have to be up to date. And again, what that may mean for public health is developing better resources for healthcare providers, doctors, and nurses, so that they are able to have those conversations with patients.
Well, Dr. Nowak, thank you for being here with us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Glenn Nowak is Associate Dean for Research and Grad Studies and Co-Director for Health and Risk Communication at UGA's Grady College. And, of course, Lauren Baggett is WUGA's Health and Science Correspondent and the Communications Director at UGA's College of Public Health.